Move on now. Tensions in Egypt are running high ahead of a new court appearance by ousted President Mohamed Morsi. The Anti-Coup Alliance says at least 19 pro-Morsi protesters have been killed and many others injured in renewed violence. The casualties have been reported from Cairo, Alexandria, Suez, Ismailia and Fayoum. The clashes broke out when security forces fired tear gas, boat shots and live gunfire to disperse protesters. Demonstrators were out joining rallies after Friday prayers to demand an end to military rule and voice opposition to the new constitution. Similar violence has been reported from Suez, Asyut and northern Sinai. Security forces rounded up a large number of protesters across the country. Egypt has been tense ahead of Morsi's court and an upcoming referendum on a new constitution. Muslim Brotherhood has pledged to boycott the referendum, slated to be held later this month. Let's go to Cairo and talk to our correspondent, Mohamed Chalabi. Mohamed, tell us more about the latest political developments there.
Yes, Hassan, according to the Anti-Coup Alliance and eyewitnesses, at least 19 protesters were killed overall in five provinces in the deadliest day Egypt has witnessed since October the 6th, when 50 protesters died. And that mentioned day was the deadliest since the Rabaa, Nahda and Ramses massacres that left thousands killed or injured in mid-August. Nearly half of Friday's victim, Hassan, fell in the capital, Cairo. Four were in Maadi, three in Nasr City, and two in Helmeya. And these were hotspots for the protests as of late. Two were killed in Sidi Bishr in Alexandria. And Alexandria has witnessed some of the biggest protests. This second city has witnessed some of the biggest anti-coup protests in Egypt again as of late. And five were also killed in Upper Egypt, in Fayoum and Minya. Two protesters also died in the Suez Canal city of Al-Ismailia. An interior ministry official has confirmed 17 of the deaths, so for once we are having converging or very close numbers here, because usually you have different estimates. The last we heard from the health ministry, it said 13 had died, but you usually have the health ministry being slow in updating the numbers, and some of those who die do not go to the public hospitals because some of them refuse to grant them death certificates and want to change the reasons behind the deaths for judicial reasons. Most of those who were killed died from live gunfire by police and army who was there in Ismailia and other in Alexandria and other places this time around. And Hassan, it's a very complicated scene here in Egypt, and the fear is more of this could come in the upcoming period as we await the trial of Morsi, the constitutional referendum, and then the third anniversary of the January 25th revolution. So Egypt will likely remain on the edge, Hassan, for some time until, this is settled one way or another. An ugly day, to say the least, Hassan, here in Egypt again this Friday.
All right. Press TV's Mohamed Chalabi, a correspondent reporting from Cairo. Thanks, Mohamed.